kindly state your name?
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Well, I think these guys are pretty darn dope.
KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston.
What?
A Cow Media station.
Are we on the air?
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and we are live at Prime Social, and it is happening. This is the most tables we've ever seen here on a Friday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Seven tables going. Apparently, another poker room shut down, and everybody's over here. It's a cruel, cruel world out there. If you're going to start, if you think you could just start up a poker room and you're going to compete, this is like Coca-Cola versus the generic.
They weren't
brand.
Even the first one in the market.
No, but this is the Coca-Cola right here. This is the Kleenex, and you're trying to come in with some tissue. Okay.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, you're gonna come in with your snotty tissue and think you're gonna compete with Kleenex.
How are you gonna compete? You got games going. You've got. I was picking up my coffee across the street. There are a couple players just getting their coffee. Came over here. Oh, look at this! 6 box of hot donuts waiting for you.
Oh, look at that! But here's the thing: is if you're driving around now, I don't know, you're hungover, you're still going from last night, feeling pretty good, or you're just waking up saying, you know what? Those guys have been up all night. I think I could take advantage of them. There are games going on right now that you can get in. There's 7 tables going right now here at Prime Social. So if you're looking for a place to play, let's go. Bring it. And then bring it for the tournament. Lance and I are both going to be in it. And we want you to come on and hang out with us right here, 7801 West Time. This is the best. There's no question. It's the best.
It is.
So come on and hang out with us. Everybody else is a distant second or eighth to what Prime Social is. So here we go. If you'd like to hang out with us, come on in, 713-780-3776. I love that the Clippers showed up last night and decided that they were going to get, you know what, like we said, well, like I said, the Clippers are going to make this, actually going to win this series. And
do you really believe that?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't believe anything about that. But it was sure would have been nice. It's just like when the Rockets went through theirs and Seattle was eliminated in the first round. Remember?
Yeah, but here's what you don't do. If you're a team that's going to be considered one of historically one of the great teams in NBA history, which Golden State has a chance to be known as you know, in those conversations, you don't not show up in Game 3 when you just got upset. And sure enough, they, you know. They did what they're supposed to
well,
do.
Well, they're better than the
Yeah, Clippers. Good team show up in big situations. And they did what you're supposed to do.
And we had a call this past week saying, well, what, you know, do you think they'll be more focused? They might have been more focused last night after Boogie went down.
Yeah.
Everybody said, oh, well, they're not as good now, blah, 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 blah. Well, guess what? Yes, we are.
I just think they're a better basketball team when they don't have somebody who's a lane clogger. That's what I think.
Yeah.
They're not built for
no,
lane clogger.
I never thought that was a good signing for them.
I didn't either, but I think Boogie's a terminal cancer. So
yeah.
I've never ever all these people who
I don't know
put
that he would be on that team though. That's like the
it's
Patriots.
One of the only teams, but everyone
well,
wanted
except
him.
Other than the infighting, they're like the Patriots.
Yeah, people who have wanted him, with the Rockets, which has been going on for 6 years. To me, that was a gigantic waste of time. This conversation, and this has been going on forever. And when people say that, I just know that they don't really know a whole lot about chemistry on a team.
No,
he's not a good dude. He's
chemistry, and again, he's not what the Rockets do.
No, well, that's but, well, it's really become fine tuned now. I'm thinking about conversations in 2012, 2014. The Rockets really have gone in a complete. This has been like 3 years now, where it's really been. Because remember, they had Dwight.
Well, you've been talking about this forever, though. Is that one of the only criticisms and. Manny aside, because Manny just hates Daryl Morey. One of the only criticisms is that Daryl never took into consideration chemistry. Mm-hmm. You know, he would just get players, and if you're talented, if you fit the system or whatever, then you were going to be a rocket.
Right.
And you know, everybody was interchangeable, but that's simply not the case. But we found that out with Dwight, and you were on that a long time ago. Was hey, you got to be, and this team appears to be
I think the chemistry's good.
The chemistry's great.
I think it looks good.
But I think Chris Paul really did something, though.
He's a guy that is like, you know, when you have the chemicals in a pool that keeps the pool is going to get dirty.
Yeah.
But you put that, your guy comes out there. Chris Paul is the chemicals in a pool.
He's a pool guy? Kinda,
yeah, where he's going to be the, not the bleach, but the chlorine.
Yeah.
He's like the chlorine where you don't know how it works. But he seems to clean things up.
Isn't that what Jackie Goss does? Doesn't he clean pools or toilets
or
something?
I think one of our listeners does.
Does Jackie clean toilets or pools? I forget.
That's an honorable job. I don't have a problem with him doing that.
No, I don't care, but I'm pretty sure that's what he does.
Well, but Chris Paul does, he just kind of, it seems like he smooths things out. I mean, I don't know. From the outside looking in, there haven't been a lot of issues. And when Carmelo came aboard, he was, you know, he's also Chris Paul's guy. So yeah. that wasn't, I don't think that was ever going to be an issue. And before it became an issue, Daryl got rid of him. I mean, when I say got rid of him, he just wasn't with anybody
that James doesn't like is gone.
But that wasn't a James thing. Yeah. That was I think they were worried about Carmelo was basically, I give credit, was telling people. Yeah,
not Melo, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, no. There have been other guys.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think he was basically saying, Carmelo behind the scenes, I think, said, sure would like to be starting right now, playing more. And I think the Rockets said, what are you trying to say? I'm just saying, there's going to be a little bit of a problem if we don't
Carmelo,
start changing
we got things. The soundbite. He was mentally challenged.
That's not what he said.
That is exactly
what
he said.
He said he was challenged mentally, not mentally challenged.
It's different.
It's different.
Okay,
different.
No, it's not.
Words
different.
And their different. Order changes the way things sound and mean, John.
No, no.
He was challenged mentally, not mentally challenged.
It's your name, Olale Dell? Yes, or Del Olale.
It's Del Olale, not Olale Dell.
No, yes, it is, comma Dell.
No, it's not comma. It's not comma challenged.
He's mentally
no,
challenged, he was challenged. Or challenged, comma, mentally.
No, challenged mentally.
So that's the same thing.
It's not.
He said that. So anyway, here's the deal is the Rockets are going to be playing on Sunday?
I do think the Rockets are going to run into a speed bump here at least once. I do think that. And I mean, everything went their way the last game. We got a team who can't shoot at all. Even shooters like Kyle Korver and Joe Ingles are not shooting. I don't expect that to be the case through the whole series, do you? I think the Rockets can still win even if those guys are shooting well.
Well, all I know is last year at this time, the Rockets were tied at one, and they went into Utah and just slapped that ass. So they're going to do the same. You know, even up 2-0. This series is over. They were the gang that couldn't shoot straight. I feel like Utah's got to change their approach with James Harden. They got to do something different. But they also, I know that Utah will shoot better. They have to shoot better. That was as poor an exhibition of three-point shooting, although that's just not – I don't know that's what they do, right? But if you're going to stay with the Rockets, that's what you got to do. You got to try to match their threes, mm-hmm. especially when they're leaving you wide open.
Yeah.
But hey, Ricky, go ahead, take all the threes you want. You know what?
Yeah.
Just go, Rick. Here you go all day long.
You know something that really doesn't get talked about enough, I don't think? And I mean this for all of James's brilliance, and James James is a brilliant offensive player. The conversations being had about him now, this year, have really escalated in terms of how great he is offensively. And the other question came up: is he the best player in the NBA? And you know, usually if somebody asks you who's the best player in the NBA right now, I don't think you can say LeBron anymore. I don't think that's been the default forever, and I've been fine with that. I don't think after this year, I don't think you say LeBron because. It's not that he's had an off year. He's at an age where he could be deteriorating. I don't know who the best player is. I guess James is not a great defender, but
I think
he's not the awful defender he's been. People like to all, you know, just default to KD. I think it does require a discussion right now. I'm not sure who it is.
I think it would be KD. Everybody.
Who are your three?
You throw everybody in the hopper. Who would you take first?
I don't know. Because
you got to pick one. Gun to your head.
Well,
you have to make a number one selection.
I'd probably say James.
Would you?
James
over KD?
Yeah, he rebounds more. I think his rebound totals are more. I think they're about the same. He creates for other people. He's a primary ball handler.
I think I'd take the 6'11 dude that can shoot from outside.
The ultimate cheat code.
He's a
two-time Finals MVP.
Yeah. He's a tall, good shooter.
Yeah, is that all he is?
Yeah. I mean, he's a tall, good shooter, but what is he? But James is a creator. Like, in all seriousness, why is Kevin Durant better than James?
Because he wins championships. And
no, I can't give him
and
that.
He get, wait, but even Oklahoma City, he got there.
He didn't win a championship.
He got there in Oklahoma City.
Yeah, but I'm not just giving him that. He didn't win a championship without – he had to go.
We've seen him be more clutch than James, though. We have.
That's fine. I mean, I'm saying right now, I don't think there's nothing on paper right now that tells you it's Kevin Durant.
Well, that's because Kevin Durant is surrounded by, and it helps him certainly, two other all-stars. If Kevin Durant was back in OKC – and if Russ will allow him, which Russ would never do, Kevin Durant could average 37 points a game if he was given the opportunity. If that was the way the system was built, I think Kevin Durant could be a guy.
I think he could, too, except that he's not a primary ball handler at the top.
Well, yeah, because he's not going
to. I think there's always an advantage for two guards. I think two guards have a, historically,
well, there's
two/threes. Because LeBron is an
off-the-ball
guy, too.
A three. He's just a
tall three. But I'm saying he's not an on-the-ball three. LeBron can be an on-the-ball, right, and create?
Well, the problem with what Golden State, some people see as a problem, is that Kevin Durant is too ball dominant. They love it when they're back to their old ways, when it's ball movement, catch and shoot, as opposed to his isolation stuff.
Which is, I don't know what to tell you.
Of course. Which is that's why he went for 38 last night. That's what he likes to do. He is an isolation player, and I imagine if a system was built around him where he could be James, small forward who can guard him on the perimeter. If you want to put a big man on him, he'll go around him. If you put a small guy on him, he's just going to shoot over him. He is the ultimate guy. So I get what you're saying, but I think I would take Durant because he just doesn't play in a system where all his skills are really.
I just don't think it's a home run. I think it's. I don't know who your top three are. Maybe I think it's Durant,
Giannis
James,
would be one.
Durant, James, and probably Giannis, but he's. He's 1 year at this level. He was good last year. He's 1 year at this level. The other two that we're talking about have sustained excellence at this level.
Yeah.
And as far as
I'm going to bet on him for the next five.
Well, we're going to go with the guy who's done it this year, or the guy who you've won a championship, but not the guy that's been the MVP caliber level
But Giannis is another level athlete. He's another level.
No, but he's still not as productive as James either. Like, we find reasons not to pick James.
Well, I said Giannis after James.
Oh, I got you.
And
I got you.
I don't know what Giannis doesn't have the same skill set, but I don't know what Giannis would do if he was given the ball as often as James is. They just play in different systems. I get what you're saying. He's not as productive, but he's not asked to do what James is doing.
I just think it's an interesting conversation now to say who's the best player in the NBA.
I think it's a top three. Durant, yeah. Giannis,
I don't think
James.
There's a clear-cut answer anymore.
No, I think it's arguable, obviously.
Yeah, previously, and you know, it's so amazing that Steph Curry went from being the best player in the league, and his status, he's still a great shooter and all this and that, but it's amazing to me that didn't stick. I really thought the guy who could get the assist, the unstoppable shooter, the guy who could penetrate by you and throw the floaters in, and I thought Steph was going to be in that conversation for years to come. And he kind of just took a step back when KD came in.
Yeah, it's because of Kevin Durant. But if you look at his numbers, he's having one of his best years, over 27 points, shooting over 47%, over 43 from three. He's having a great year.
Yeah, that is. It just doesn't get talked about.
He's just in the Warrior machine, so we're not focusing on it.
But he was the Warrior machine before Durant came in.
Yeah, until Durant
got there. I think Durant has skewed things. Yeah. I think people forget Golden State was a damn good team, a championship team, before Kevin Durant ever got in.
And we got off Utah on the shooting, but as far as the Jazz are concerned, they were a 0.3% behind the Rockets in terms of shooting three. So they weren't a bad shooting team. They didn't shoot the same volume the Rockets did, and they're way below that. So you would imagine some type of, I don't know if it's regression when you have to rise up, but they're way below what they did in the regular season. They were like 35.3, which I think the Rockets are at 35.6, so they're way below what they've done, and the Rockets are shooting at a higher percentage as well. So everything's gone wrong for them in the first two games.
Yep. All right, 713-780-3776. Anything we touched on so far, we're live at Prime Social, where there are seven tables going on. If you're looking for a game, if you're ever hunting for a game, this is the place.
Some boxes of some donuts.
01 Westheimer. You don't just come in and eat donuts.
I know you do that,
you do.
But other people, you know, come for the poker.
That's for the players.
Later in the afternoon, they'll have hamburgers sitting there. You can just grab one if you want.
No.
I don't.
That's what you do.
That's not what anyone does except you. You're the handcuffer.
You look at Dan Orlovsky. I would run to trade a first-round pick for Josh Rosen. That's why your dumbass is sitting there and you're not doing anything.
Hey, whoa.
Because that's the dumbest thing I've ever
seen. He's on ESPN.
They probably work out together.
He's on ESPN.
They probably work out together in San Diego or something.
He's too big to fail.
Why would Dan Orlovsky be?
Dan Orlovsky's too big to fail.
He is. He was an awful quarterback, and look what he's doing now.
You're right. You're right.
Hey,
he's failing up.
Hey, you know what this weekend is?
Somebody gets excited about you being back as a client?
Yeah,
Coors Light. It's not a Coors Light commercial, yeah, but it's the other people.
Well.
It's what your Coors Light's going to cause, the other thing.
Guess what? Easter Sunday means, everybody's getting wasted. No, here's the deal is we're not going to start, but when we do start drinking again, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take 3 Cheers tablets. Cheers is what Thrive was last year. If you remember Thrive, it was the 3 tablets that help you so you don't feel hungover. Well, I'm going to start to drink again after Lent observed, and now it's going to end this weekend. And when I do, I'm going to take my 3 Thrive pills before I go to bed, and I'm going to feel better the next morning. 50% better, guaranteed. CheersHealth.com. That's CheersHealth.com. Why'd they change their name? I don't know. I don't care. All I know, it's the same great product, and I am going to be taking them when I have a couple of, even if it's just a couple of glasses of wine. You don't want to feel sluggish the next day. You want to be as productive as you possibly can, and you want your liver to be working as well. You want CheersHealth.com. So, if you're looking for the best way to feel better, guaranteed, if you don't feel 50% better, they'll send you your money back. CheersHealth.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Man, how can you afford gas for that big SUV?
I pay less for gas than everyone else. I got the free GetUpside Gas app and get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time I buy gas.
Hold on. You're getting up to 25 cents off a gallon with the free GetUpside Gas app while I'm paying full price?
You know it. People earned over $1 million last year. You just got to take a picture of your gas receipt and bam, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back.
You don't have to tell me twice. I'm downloading the free GetUpside Gas app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PLUS for a 20-cent gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 45 cents a gallon on your next tank. Just download the free GetUpside app at the App Store or Google Play and use promo code PLUS. Save money on gas on every fill-up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PLUS. That's P-L-U-S.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Is your check engine light on? Don't ignore it. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and let our professional parts people scan your vehicle for free. We'll retrieve the codes, discuss possible solutions, and even help you find a professional technician if needed. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today for our free check engine light help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's nothing like winning one for your home team. The Air National Guard lets you choose your career and offers on-the-job training to make you an all-star in your community. With competitive benefits like money for college, part-time service that fits your life, and the ability to choose your location like a free agent, you'll have a true home court advantage. Join the Air National Guard. Keep our winning streak alive at GoANG.com or call us at 1-800-TOGO-ANG.
Looking for a great job in Houston? Don't settle for just anything. Let GEICO give you the career you want. With exciting positions and claims, you can enjoy amazing career growth and great benefits like comprehensive healthcare packages, 401k, tuition reimbursement, and more. Simply go to geico.job/Houston today to submit your application. Don't miss this great opportunity from GEICO.
Is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Prime Social, this is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
live from Prime Social, John, Lance, and Dell. Dell, who just threw down a chocolate coconut.
Chocolate covered and coconut, I guess, shaving donut from. And that's what Prime provides. I'm not a member. I don't play poker. But if you show up here, it's not just about the donuts.
So you're poaching?
I am poaching. It's a product. I told you, it's a product of not eating since about 1 p.m. yesterday. So I threw down a donut.
So these donuts aren't trash, like you called them earlier.
No, regular glaze is trash. You throw on something like coconut icing, I mean coconut shavings and chocolate icing, it's something you can actually eat. But regular glaze is trash.
So you're Del Mariota or Tagovailoa?
No, because I like coconut shavings.
Yeah, hello.
A lot of people eat Almond Joy, John. That doesn't mean they're from Hawaii.
Probably.
No.
No.
Or mounds.
You could be from Hawaii. You don't know.
I've been to Hawaii.
I know you have during a hurricane.
Yeah, which wasn't.
You barely were able to get out.
No, I was fine. I almost was an on-site correspondent for ABC 13, but then I was like, well, it's just sprinkling here, so I'd be a waste. Sorry, Wendy.
It actually was.
Yeah.
Wendy was like, oh, Del's
there. We got somebody there.
We got her there. Here's Del, our correspondent.
Nah, it's sprinkling. And there's some wind.
Yeah, barely yeah. Even. Yeah. I guess donuts are good enough for you to eat now.
Yeah, great. Right now, today.
Great.
Next week, if it's just glazed, they're
going
to be trash.
Remember he called them trash last week
glazed
because
donuts,
they were glazed?
Glazed donuts are generally trash. Regular glazed are trash. Sorry. I'm sorry to say it.
So you like Dunkin' Donuts?
I like cake donuts is what I'm saying.
Cake donuts.
Cake donuts.
Yeah, cake
give me
donuts
all the cake
good.
Donuts.
I like both.
Well,
like
we
both.
Saw that
oh,
you like
I
both.
I like cheeseburgers and chicken sandwiches.
It's not the same
you
thing.
You can like both.
It's like
I like steaks and I like a nice
piece
not,
of salmon. It's not the same thing. It's like a cheeseburger and then a homeless guy dropped a burger on the ground. Now
that,
you want to eat
what?
It. That's the same. That's a glazed
but
donut.
Lance,
he doesn't
eat
care.
That,
he doesn't care. Eat that. He delivers to glazed. He delivers hamburgers to homeless people.
He'd be like, hey, look at this hamburger.
I deliver hamburgers to homeless people and Shipley's Donuts. Even across state lines, I've delivered
Isn't
that.
Isn't that illegal? Isn't that a federal
that's
crime?
It's the homeless people. It's the rich people in Los Angeles.
They can't extradite me.
Yeah. Look, I know what you're doing
not,
here.
They're not rich. No one can be. You're either rich or you just are house poor.
If you work rent for the NFL? Poor.
Yeah, you're not going to be rich. You're going to.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Look, we all know Atlanta.
Not if you work for them. If you're
we all know what
player.
You're trying to do with the homeless thing, delivering burgers. You're trying to wipe away the stain of you being the worst person among the
yes.
group. That's what you're doing.
Four. Number four at best.
No, clearly number one.
And I might be number five behind, I don't know.
Behind who?
Tyler Harrison.
No, you're the worst.
I don't know. I'm going to be. I don't know.
We know what
I'm
you're
ahead
doing.
Of Charlie.
We know what you're doing,
I'm
delivering
ahead of
hamburger.
All y'all.
Well, some people don't think Charlie's that great of a person.
He is.
Charlie's not a terrible person.
I don't think
he'd be
is.
A nicer person.
I don't think he's a terrible
Charlie's
guy.
Charlie's fine. Charlie stays in his lane and minds his business, unlike you. Charlie just sits there and goes, "Oh, this is my business. I'm not going to comment on other people." And then he recognizes that I am a philanthropist.
When's the last time he's spoken to you?
It's been a couple years. We did a show in 13, I think, or
but
12.
Don't you guys, work in the same station and he doesn't talk to you?
Yeah, but you could ask the same question to about seven people at the station, and they would you'd say,
oh, I don't speak to anybody. You know why?
Well, you leave at 10:58.
10:58, bing, bing, bing. Except I do. You know what I do that's on Twitter right now?
What?
Videos with Joel.
So you do hang around.
Yeah. You know what Charlie doesn't do? Small talk for the sake of small talk. He doesn't front.
No, he doesn't.
He is like
I mean,
Larry
Charlie,
David.
I see Charlie every day, walk past him, have a good show.
You know what he's
and
there for?
His answer is.
He's there to do a show and catch his check. And that's fine. That man has a job to do, and he's hyper-focused. He's prepared
yeah.
for his job. Charlie's well-prepared. He
oh, yeah.
always has
no,
been.
No, he's got audio ready.
Yeah.
He and Jose go over it beforehand. Hey,
yeah.
get this audio, this, there's an audio.
Which
what
the
do we
reason,
do?
Which is the only reason he talks
what
to Jose.
What do we do? Yeah.
What do we
nothing.
Do?
Nothing.
The best. I'm sorry. The best show on the market. That's what
no.
we do.
Excuse me.
No.
Excuse me.
Lance does impressions of
people in of people who,
of
well,
the three-eyed raven
and others and governors.
The three-eyed raven. We gotta quit giving him any status.
That's what he's called.
He's just called the kid who
no.
kid who got pushed out watching incest.
No.
The kid who got
he's
kicked
the
off the castle.
No, he
that's
was,
his name.
He's the one who confirmed what Peter Baelish was all about to the rest of the Stars.
Yeah, don't worry.
Yes.
Yes.
He, goes,
he
you,
saw.
You held a knife to his throat when he was talking to Peter Baelish
yeah.
before he died. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh, but Aria already had him figured
out. Give Brand some respect.
Aria already had him figured out.
But they needed the proof.
Yeah, we're going to have another Brand episode.
Anything Brand says is
actually,
go.
Yes, he sees everything.
So guess what he can do?
He's not human.
He can start making stuff up.
But that's not what he does.
He doesn't do. He doesn't lie.
He has no interest in the human world. He's a three-eyed raven.
You know who would hate Brand? This guy is a loser. Don't believe him. He's fake news with his eye and his third eye in the raven. I like kids who don't get kicked off castles. That's what I like.
Speaking of a guy who will make fun of someone with a disability, you and Donald are kind of the same guy.
Oh, please.
He would
please.
Make fun of. You know who would make fun
Brand
of.
Brand doesn't have a disability. Brand is a character who's a loser.
He did the same thing you did. He made the same face.
Yeah, but mine is about Brand.
Whatever.
I'm just tired of that guy.
Why do you think Brand is Timmy from South Park?
You know how I feel about him? I feel the same way about him that I felt about Skyler from
Breaking Bad?
What? Yeah. I hate Skyler. Brand. Are you the only person in America who didn't hate Skyler?
I didn't hate Skyler.
Did you hate Skyler?
I thought she was badass, actually. She's the one that took it over and said, watch what you do now.
Now, Skyler did butch up a little bit at the end. But for much of it, she was annoying and a pain in the ass. And you know who she was compared to? By more than one person?
Gretchen Mol from...
Yes.
What was it, Rounders?
From Rounders. That was a comparison that was made. Gretchen Mol, who was
I'm
like...
I'm sorry.
You gotta stop playing poker. Why are you doing this, Mikey? Why are you playing poker? Trying to ruin his life. Have you seen the awesome shirt that says, you know, what Worm says, in the game of life, women are the rake. Women, he goes, you know the old saying, what? In the game of life, women are the rake. Women are the rake.
Hmm.
And he goes, that's not a saying. Well, it should be. And so Chris Sola sent me a shirt, and it just says, game of life here equals, and it's got a rake. Oh, no, it's got women. That's what it is. It's
women
got a woman,
rake.
And it's got equals rake.
I'm sorry, Lance. You're not a fan of a strong, powerful woman like Skyler? I'm sorry.
Skyler's
and your toxic masculinity?
Mm-hmm.
If that's what it means to so – if toxic masculinity means hating Skyler,
so you don't
great.
Like strong women and
– I don't like dumb characters.
And people and disabled people who overcome their disabilities.
He didn't overcome his disability. He got kicked off a castle.
He got shoved.
Oh, my God.
He didn't overcome his disability? He got dragged around the north.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now he's the most powerful
person. How did he get disabled? Trying to go.
He didn't know what was going on.
Dirty little peek.
He was just climber.
Yeah, okay. Right. He's trying to go peek on people.
It got set up earlier in the episode.
You know what they didn't show him? Trying to look at his sisters.
No.
Look at Santa.
How do you know? He wasn't in there looking at him.
Yeah, exactly.
It was set up earlier.
You know what he uses his three-eyed raven for?
But he knew.
Her getting out of some kind of whatever bass they had where they poured water over you on a bucket or with a bucket.
You know what, though? He knew he wasn't going to really be her sister, so he just was climbing, looking. Oh, look at Santa! I ain't gonna be your sister, her brother for long. So here I go.
That's exactly what it was.
Huh?
That's the kind of
he
person
could be a
you're
perv.
Dealing with.
You we don't know.
No, I think 100%
you two are the worst. It was set up early in the episode when Catelyn, his mom, told him, "Brand, stop climbing. He's a climber. He climbed because he likes to climb. He got tossed out of a window."
All right. When we come back, we'll hear from Brian Gain. He had a press conference yesterday.
Oh boy, he gave a lot of information.
He always does.
I want the first question asked, and I want his entire answer. I have never seen a person give fewer answers in my entire life.
Oh, really?
Life.
He's like Rick Smith.
No, Rick gave answers on the pre-draft. I was amazed at how you got regular answers from Rick.
I thought he was pretty vanilla.
No, I thought Rick gave – you could ask Rick questions about position. What do you think about this position, the strength of the guard position?
I thought Brian Gain answered some.
You did?
Yeah, about depth and tackle and stuff like that. No, he was – best player of that crap,
no,
which is a load of crap.
I got nothing. I tried to find hints. I found it was the most.
Well, here's one. We got one quote that we'll get from him.
Circle talker.
That for sure said something, which I'm not sure is possible, but we'll see. But right now, though, we're talking about John Clay Wolf, and we're talking about GiveMeTheVin.com. GiveMeTheVin.com is the best website in the world for you to sell your car. Is John Clay Wolf here? Do we have him?
No.
Because I was listening to the station.
Yeah.
And a program director from iHeart had to call in and like, what are y'all talking about? Like on the air. And John Clay Wolf didn't even care. He's like, we're talking about dogs that are racist.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about. And there's lots of phone calls right now on the board.
Yeah, people
want
to talk about racist dogs.
That's what people want to talk about. He goes, I just don't – aren't there other stuff like cars or whatever? He goes, yeah, no one cares about that. They all have stories about racist dogs.
Well, that's
– so that's what their show was.
Well, guess what? Their show is really, really good. You know why? Because they talk about racist dogs. That's
they talk about whatever they want.
Whatever they want is actually what they do. That's tomorrow right here on ESPN 97.5. From 9 until noon, you can hear John Clay. Well, it is a funny – it's a good show. But here's the deal. It's he also does. You can call him on that show and tell him what your vehicle is, and he'll give you a price right there on the spot. He's unbelievable. Unbelievable how in just knowing this car business so well, he could come up with a price that beats – or if it's not, he'll say, well, what does it take? He'll always ask you, well, what does it take? What will it take for you to sell me that car? And he'll do it. And listen, if you can't beat CarMax or Texas Direct Auto, he's going to send you $100. So if you're looking for the best way to sell your vehicle, give me the VIN.com. It's not even arguable. Give me the VIN.com.
If you have a son age 6 up to 8th grade, sign him up for the Southwest Football League. Early registration for the SFL is now open with discounted rates for the upcoming fall season. This is the 17th season for the Southwest Football League, a superbly run youth football organization. Kids are taught the best techniques to play well and to play safely. This year, the league is offering both tackle and flag football. Plus, the SFL has a fantastic cheer program for girls. Get your early registration discount now by signing up at SFLTX.org. That's SFLTX.org.
SpindleTap is one of Houston's fastest-growing craft breweries. From the highly sought-after hazy IPAs to its year-round core beers, Boomtown Blonde, Honey Hole, Hop Gusher, 5% Tint, and Houston Haze. Available at retailers all around Houston and surrounding areas. Stop by one of the nicest air-conditioned tap rooms in Houston, Thursday through Sunday, conveniently located 8 miles north of downtown off 59 in Little York. Come hungry and try some of our award-winning barbecue and wood-fire pizza from Texas. Go visit our website at SpindleTap.com and give us a like on Facebook.
Hey, it's John Granato. Every Thursday at noon, we shoot the local TV sports show, Just Saying, at the Rustic. I'm personally inviting you to come down, have lunch, and get a sneak peek of what's to come Friday nights at 10:30 on the Cube 57. Just saying.
It's Lance Zierlein. Tune in to Granato and I every Monday morning at 8 for the Robbins Brothers Diamond Play of the Week. We're going to highlight a standout play each week presented by Robbins Brothers, the engagement ring store. Don't miss out on the Diamond Play every Monday.
The unbeaten Houston Dynamo return to BBVA Compass Stadium Saturday night, April 27th, to take on the Columbus Crew. The fast-paced Dynamo attack is led by Albert Elise, one of the youngest, most exciting players in Major League Soccer. Join the Dynamo for a salute to MD Anderson Cancer Center and End Cancer Night. The first 5,000 fans receive a Dynamo End Cancer scarf. All season, a portion of ticket sales benefit MD Anderson Cancer Center. Tickets available at HoustonDynamo.com. That's HoustonDynamo.com.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here, you're more than welcome to hang with us.
I need to know this. Do we have the very first answer that he gave, that Brian Gain gave? Because we're going to play some of what Brian Gain's press conference was.
We do not have that.
Okay. I've got the transcript, so it doesn't matter. Here's the question. You tell me what kind of information this is. Here's the question. I'm going to ask. Now, you answer it after I ask it, okay? You're going to play Brian Gain here. John, can you describe, in general, some areas of need for this team, your Houston Texans?
Yes, I absolutely can. It would be tackle. It would be corner. It would be tight end. It would be running back.
Okay. Fair enough. Here's Brian's answer to the exact same question. As it relates to philosophy, I don't say anything about philosophy. This is your question.
As it relates to philosophy? Oh, philosophy.
Can you describe in general some areas of needs for the team? Your first thing should be, obviously, tackle is a need, right? That should be the first sentence. Here's what he says. as it relates to philosophy, I would say from our standpoint, we're always going to do what we can to improve the team at any position. We're focused more, not so much on need in the draft process, but we're focused on the actual process.
Right.
Get the board right, rank it correctly, and really let the board speak for itself. Our focus is more about our preparation and the process of how we arrive at those decisions. So those, where's the tackle part?
Well, here's the deal, though.
It's not hard to say tackle and guard.
No, but he's not going to say that because he's not going to put the guys on blast that are at those positions as we speak.
He did mention
he did say we filled in some holes in free agency.
When he was asked.
Right.
Specifically. Let me read the rest of this answer. So those conversations have already happened. They're still happening to this date as it relates to how the board will be finished. But the board will speak for itself, and the board will speak to us about the next the next best player to pick. If it happens to be a position of need or perceived need, it happens to be the next best player on the board. Those are the best selections. Obviously, when it meets both of those, we want to make sure that the board speaks to us as it relates to whoever we pick when we're on the clock.
Well, it's blah, blah,
blah. What about corner?
Well, here's the deal, though.
Wide receiver?
No, here's the deal is, it, like every GM, we're not going to draft from need. We're going to draft best player available, which is a load of crap. They're going to draft best player available at the
position
need.
Of need. Right.
At the need.
I don't think, look, it's really not, that's not.
Because if they go
believe
out,
it or not, that's not, this is not groundbreaking stuff to say, you know, obviously we need to get more depth at, along the offensive line. That's not, GMs say this stuff all the time.
But if, honestly. Well, I think it would be telling if they went out and got an outside linebacker to replace Jadeveon Clowney in the first round.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have to
say. That would be telling. But otherwise, there is name a position that they would draft that you would say, well, they really, other than quarterback, that you would say, well, they really don't need that.
The Texans?
Yeah. I mean, maybe safety now with Tayshaun Gibson and Justin Reed.
That might be it.
But they just lost Andre. They got no depth. So what position would they draft that you'd say, well, they really didn't need that? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's other than quarterback.
I'd say linebacker.
Inside linebacker.
Yeah.
Because you might, if they drafted an outside linebacker, you'd say, well, then we know where Jadeveon Clowney stands.
Yeah, but I would say I think Brennan Scarlett has some talent. Duke Ejiofor has talent. But, yeah, I do think, actually, Edge is an outside
edge
shot.
Is an, yeah.
I think wide receiver and running back will get drafted. Two offensive line will get drafted. Two cornerbacks will get drafted. That's six. The next one could be, I do think, a Clowney replacement or defensive line. You're always trying to get better along the defensive line.
Look, you got Ejiofor late. And look at, you know, you. I mean.
He's a good player.
He's a good player. That was a position in the. I don't know that there's anywhere other than interior line, defensive line. Other than quarterback, there's not a place where you go, well, yeah, I mean, that's just stupid.
I do think, by the way, Brian Gain didn't give a lot of insight into this answer, but it's a little bit of an answer, but it's pretty much you would say this about any draft. It's really not a great answer, but it's at least a little more. So after that first non-answer, somebody came back, okay, how do you view the tackle position in this draft? Since he wouldn't say the T word,
right.
He didn't want to say the T word. So he said, what do you think about the tackle position? I think there's varying portions in this draft at tackle where you could get a starting caliber player. No kidding. Both in day one or day two. I think there's some contributing level players there in the mid rounds where they could be versatile swing players for you. That's literally every draft this is true. There's some players at various positions in this draft at tackle where you see some flexibility to go play guard. Duh. That's always true with every draft. So when you're thinking about managing your game day roster, there's seven players who dress. Some of those mid-round tackles have the ability, we think, maybe to possibly be tackle guard types. No one's asking you about flexibility to play tackle and guard.
What do you think? You seem to be offended by this.
No,
where did they come from? Where did these guys come from?
But this is not
where did
normal.
They come from?
Well, he comes from Parcells.
Yeah, and who came from Parcells? And where else
was
he?
Well, Belichick.
That's right.
But Parcells
answers questions.
You
know what they're going to tell the media? Nothing.
I know. But this is to just say it's a pretty good – it's not. It doesn't take much. You're not giving away strategy. Everyone knows you need a tackle. By the way, this just in, Texans, You're fooling nobody. You've gotten yourself in such an ass-backward position because Rick didn't give you any first- or second-round picks 2 years ago. You didn't draft. You should have drafted Joseph Noteboom last year in the third instead of Akins at tight end, who now John's talking about you need a tight end because that guy's not going to end up working out. You know what you shouldn't have done? Drafted that tight end there. You should have drafted Joseph Noteboom, a tackle last year in the third round, a guy who has starting caliber potential. You screwed up there. You screwed up thinking that Davenport or Rankins, I mean, that was piss poor evaluation if you thought Rankins was going to be a tackle. Then you guys don't know how to evaluate O-line.
Maybe it's just a long-term guard. Maybe they didn't.
Then why wouldn't you draft a tackle
there? Again, best player available. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, three-thirds.
Their
board is their board. I get it.
Yeah.
They didn't have Noteboom evaluated there. That's fine. I just think that was a huge mistake to draft a tight end. And that's my board because I did look at all these guys. And he's an older rookie, and there were some character concerns I heard about. I didn't like the pick then. But, I mean, I don't think it's asking too much for – Brian Gain is not a media talker. We never get this guy, ever. And no, I hope he answers some questions every once in a while.
He's from the Belichick school, dude.
I know, but how does this tackle draft – how do you view the tackle class in this draft? It's a simple question. We think it's actually stronger than the last couple of years. I could give you an answer and not give away anything. Everyone knows you're picking it. Don't tell us we think as it pertains to roster depth, as the philosophy pertains to as therefore here too. What does all this lawyer speak just so he can tell us some tackles can play guards? That's not the question. Just answer a question, Belichick.
No. He's not going to answer.
This just really frustrated me because this is your one chance to get any information at all, and he just didn't answer any questions. And it's not you're not giving anything away. Then he goes on to talk about how special teams and there's some varying positions, obviously first round day two, and then there's positions in day three, the early portion of day three, where you can get some of these versatile swing guys. The question wasn't about swing players. I'm just over that press conference. That was a nothing press conference.
Okay, what about –
and I thought there was a chance it could be, by the way, a nothing press conference.
Okay, what about that he's going to get four starters out of the first four picks? Wow. You hope he does. You hope so.
Yeah.
Okay, what are the odds? What are the odds Friday that they get these guys, these first four, are starters for this, this football team?
The odds are in – I would say the odds are in the – all of them, it would probably be in the 40 to 50% range based on historical data.
50-50?
Based on historical data, to get that many starters, if you want one starter, if you say a third rounder is a starter, it's actually less than 50%.
Yeah. No.
So now to say four
of them? Well, Charlie Cassidy told us it was 50-50 on first rounders.
Now,
and about half.
Those numbers
Those were his numbers.
Yeah.
Those were his
numbers. Well, no, he had new numbers in our meeting that we had the other day. Okay. Now, see. Actually, he said about 50%, right? And 30, and then you're going to – I don't know. He just had some different numbers the other day than he did when was with us.
Well, they were his picks.
In the early 2000s, yeah, probably so.
50% first round and then 25 in the second.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. What? No, those are Texans.
12 and a half
in
the third?
No, those are Texans numbers.
Yeah.
He was just foreshadowing.
No, it went 50% in the first, zero in the second.
Now, listen.
And now zero in the third.
All right, so you're going to get about 95% in the first round starters, all right? About 12% in the second.
Zero
percent in the third.
Zero in the fourth.
And you're going to have about 40% undrafted free agents who end up starting. Well, question. Is it good to have a higher percentage on undrafted frees than second rounders? Hey, see? As it pertains to tackles playing guard, yes.
Hey.
Okay? Because you, in the mid-rounds, you might be able to get a tackle.
I'm not answering that question. See, we didn't talk about it before.
Okay, is this live? All right. Now, what are we talking about here? What are we doing? Are we on live TV? What are we doing here? Tackles can play guards. Gain just told you that. Why are you asking me? Tackles can play guards. I told you. What? No.
That's not what? Huh? All right. So you were very disappointed in Brian Gain. But you're very disappointed in Brian Gain because he won't answer your calls anymore anyway.
No.
Why did he stop answering your calls?
I don't call Brian Gain. He doesn't not answer my calls. I don't call him.
Oh, sometimes.
No, I don't have.
Maybe heard you're playing footsies with the dude in Indianapolis.
He's in Belichickian mode. And guess what? This organization, everybody came from that school. They're all going to. This is
but you know what?
New England South.
O'Brien was kind of that way when he first came in, and he's lighting up and answers questions.
Well, but Brian Gain's first year is here now.
Second year.
Well, yeah, I mean, right.
What do you think of the cornerback class? As it pertains, it's the same thing. We're like, well, I'm glad you just asked me about philosophy of roster building. so he'll answer a different question. It's like his answers are like presidential debate answers.
Right, you don't
like,
answer
wait a minute.
Them. You don't answer.
He's Yeah, but these aren't hard questions. You're not giving anything away.
What, right, somebody should ask him, what did you think of Roe v. Wade?
Well,
well,
that's a complicated issue.
As it pertains to, well, as it pertains to the third round?
Lance. Lance, if Craig DeSurf asked you a question,
oh,
would he answer it?
Thanks for getting this show back on track.
Yeah,
yeah, I think if you ask a question, now, see, that's a guy asking an answer. You say, hey, Craig DeSurf, I have a question. And he'll go, I have an answer, like that. Like,
yeah.
You know he'll do
yo,
that.
Yo, scream
you know,
at
that's
you.
That's his thing. And so Craig DeSurf gets the questions answered over at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. And I'm going to tell you something right now. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC is in Angleton. It's where you have a chance to get the very best deals on your cars. And I don't care if it's cars, trucks, SUVs, crossover vehicles. The crossover vehicles, I'm going to give you an example. You've got Buick Enclave. You've got the Chevy Traverse, which is what I drive. And then you also have the GMC Acadia. I drive the Traverse. My wife drives the Acadia. I drove the Enclave on a test basis 3 years ago. Holy crap, man. I thought that was a smooth ride. And I love the interior features as well. The crossover vehicle is one of the vehicles just taking over the roadways. And you really notice when you go into a big parking lot and you start to look around and notice that it's the basically like the reduced SUV. It's between car and SUV, and it gives you that interior space, but you've got lower, you got better gas mileage, and you've got lower prices on these vehicles, and it's one of the reasons they're so hot. Go to the website, LanceZCars.com, and see all the inventories that they have in stock. LanceZCars.com. It's out in Angleton, and it's waiting for you today. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Tony DeZiri.
Tune into The Usual Suspects with Joel Blank and Barry Lemonek starting at 1 on ESPN 97.5. The Rockets have a 2-0 series lead after they beat Utah in Game 2 Wednesday night, 118-98, hitting 17 three-pointers in the victory. James Harden had a triple-double, 32 points, 13 rebounds, 10 assists. Chris Paul with 17, and P.J. Tucker and Eric Gordon each pitching in 16 points. This series now shifts to Salt Lake City for Game 3 on Saturday. The Astros had their 10-game win streak come to an end on Wednesday, losing to Oakland 2-1. Michael Brantley with an RBI single in the sixth inning for Houston's only run of the game. They were held to four hits. Wade Miley falls to 1-2. He went six innings, allowed two runs. Astros will head to Arlington for a series against the Rangers starting on Friday. And the Texans opening up their regular season Monday, September 9th against New Orleans. I'm Tony DeZiri, ESPN 97.5.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops, your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotels,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free Brightside breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Sorting, washing, drying, folding. You probably dread doing laundry this week. Well, stop stressing. Let the folks at Twin Oaks Cleaners and Laundry give you a hand. They've been cleaning clothes in Houston for 65 years. They take care of their customers, and their 10-step cleaning process will have your clothes looking even better than new. Plus, take advantage of Twin Oaks' complimentary pickup and delivery service. Free up your weekend and let Twin Oaks handle all your dry cleaning, laundry, wash, and folding needs by visiting Twin Oaks on 97.5.com.
Twin Peaks is your ultimate sports lodge with a menu to match. Pair any of our made-from-scratch menu items with a frosty 29-degree draft beer served by a beautiful Twin Peaks girl, and you're in for a legendary sports-watching experience. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hey Astros fans, be sure to head over to sportsmap.com after every Astros game for the Astros Daily Report, sponsored by APG&E. Flexible, affordable energy. Visit apge.com/sportsmap.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Prime Social. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Sing. The murder scene. You know me well.
Back on ESPN 97.5, 750 live at Prime Social, 7801 West Timer. Six tables going still. It's going strong. The games are unbelievable right now. So get here, 7801 Westheimer, and be part of the action right now. We had our show last night.
Yeah,
our second show, D's Nuts or something
like that. It's not called D's Nuts. It's called The Nuts.
Is it called? What's it called?
The Nuts is a poker term when you've got something that can't be beat, or a gambling term.
What about D's Nuts?
You
what
know
are they called?
Good when, that's you know it's good when the host doesn't know the name of the show.
Yeah.
That means you got a good
that's
quality
Steve.
Show.
Yeah.
You know what I like about this place is that you guys are willing to support people emotionally.
Emotionally.
Oh, here. Not only do you give people donuts and you feed people, right? You do feed people. Am I wrong?
Yeah, no, you do.
The place
I know
got
where
excited.
You're going, and I'm getting upset.
The place got excited. You have. You know, you've got nice, comfortable chairs. The tables are really nice. People
emotional get, support.
Emotional
I don't
support
want
is,
you to bring this up, by it? The way. I'm very upset right now, and I don't want this
we
thing
know
to be
that.
An advertisement.
That's why we're just
Thank
edging.
You.
This is called edging.
I don't think that's what that's called.
No, well, we're edging closer and closer to the topic. It's edging. That's what I like to call it.
Okay.
That's we know what it means.
Del always,
we don't,
Del we don't
have to
always
bring it
shakes
up.
His head.
We don't have to bring it up, but we know what it means.
Whenever
you guys,
Del explained what it was to me,
support other people.
I like to bring it up a lot. I like to bring it up a lot on the show. So how did you think? By the way, this is Steve Farshid, manager, one of the managers out here at Prime Social. How did you think D's Nuts went last night?
The Nuts last night. I thought it was a good show. It was good to have Jesse on. And
yeah, Jesse's fun.
Local comedian and avid poker player. So it was good to
Here's
have
the thing.
Is he the guy from Chicago?
No, he's a Houston boy.
Here's the thing that was amazing. Barry Laminack opened for him, and he said Barry Laminack is the funniest guy. And he's worked with some, he named some big names that he has worked with before. He said by far,
That's
Barry
great.
Laminack is the funniest guy
and
that he's ever worked with.
Was,
and he said, Barry, you will never open for me again, but I'll open for you because I hated following Barry because he had him, he was slaying him. He was slaying him.
It was a heartfelt compliment, too.
It
wasn't
was.
Just like, you know, kissing butt for the show or
no.
whatever.
No,
he really
no, he
meant
was
it.
Like, I mean, I asked him off air and he was like, oh, no, Barry is the best.
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Yeah. He said it was a tough act to follow, that's for sure.
Wow, right. That's good. I think Barry's funny.
Yeah, but I've never seen his show. Now I got to go see it.
Yeah, no,
and
I think.
For free, I got to get tickets, Barry.
Yeah, no, you'll do it for free.
Yeah, I'll go for free.
Yeah, no reason to support local comedy.
No. Barry?
It's not supporting local comedy. When they say support local comedy, they don't mean clapping. They mean let's open a wallet.
Yeah.
Support it.
That's not how I'm going to support him emotionally.
Are you going
like
to be an,
dog.
My God.
An emotional support go. Fan? No, no. Hey,
I'll be Barry's emotional support dog.
So here's a question for you. You got the specter of the largest poker tournament in Texas history coming up.
Yeah.
So are all the logistics figured out? Like when you have something that's that big, how long does that take to plan typically? Because there's a lot of logistics. I mean, there's going to be a
Three
lot
years.
Of people trying to play.
Yeah, I told John the other day that I haven't really slept for about 3 or 4 weeks now trying to wrap my head around how big this is. But what I'm really fortunate about is that we built this place around a staff of professionals, of people that have been there before. This isn't just, oh, we slapped some poker tables down, and, oh, yeah, we used to run a game out of a garage. These are people that have held professional gaming licenses in multiple states
right.
that have come together, have years and years and years of experience putting on big tournaments. And with the Poker Atlas people, and me personally running it with one of the Poker Atlas people, this is going to be...
Oh, so Poker Atlas, your app that you use, is going to be involved with
this. No, that's their tournament.
Oh, wow, okay.
We're hosting what's called the Poker Atlas Payday.
I got you.
And it's the inaugural one, and they're going to start a tour. Just like the Heartland
Tour.
So
the big one starts right here in
Houston.
This
is the very first one. Holy they chose crap, Prime awesome. Social for the very first one. Because they recognize what's going on in Houston and in Texas poker. They recognize
So what a lot of people didn't realize is that the underground, and we've talked about this, and people at the poker, you know, it's amazing. When you sit at these tables and you listen to people talk, it's really, it's like people watching, only you just have to sit here and just, it's like people listening. All of the players who came from underground games and who talk and who have these amazing stories about this game and that game. And I was in this, you know, former professional athlete's high stakes game that got, you know, that was busted up by this. But now you to buy in, you got to have this. And then I saw Sam Farha here. Mm-hmm. Oh, I used to play in this guy's game and this guy. And then you realize, holy crap, I didn't realize the underground scene in Texas. It was bigger than you thought, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I don't think I was prepared for the amount of gamble that's here and the amount of – I mean, it is called Texas Hold'em, obviously, for a reason.
But there's action here.
But this is it, man. This puts the boom – when I first started really dealing out in Vegas in the early 2000s, this is bigger than that, in my opinion.
Wow.
After Rounders and –
This is bigger than the big poker boom?
After Moneymaker?
Yeah, this is it. Like, here in Texas – this is it because it's such new ground, and there's just so many people scrambling to get a piece of it. And thankfully, we built a footprint here over a year ago with you guys here at ESPN and built something really, really nice. So
it's it is really nice.
Apparently, there's a location that's closed too, so it's going to be even bigger here.
It has been bigger here.
It's been
scrambling to keep up the last 24 hours with the influx of business.
So. Yeah. And everybody comes here, they're going to go, I ain't going back.
Right. That's the hope.
Yeah.
I mean, once they, you know, eat the food here and play in this atmosphere and meet John Granato, then, they don't want to go anywhere.
Honestly, how many rooms?
There's your problem. Steve, you don't want them meeting John Granato.
Are you sure? Have you seen the way he donates at the table?
Oh.
Steve, 7:56 before 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
How many poker rooms in Vegas have six live tables going?
Three total out of the 20. Three. Or Orleans, Aria, and Bellagio.
They still going?
Maybe. Maybe Bellagio.
I know.
Other than that.
Even Venetian doesn't have.
Oh, no shot.
No.
No shot at six live games at this time.
No. So this is like playing or better than Vegas.
The action is better. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But like I said, I was at Venetian. They had a pot that had about maybe 4,000, and everybody's standing around and going, oh, my God. Here,
let me look over at this table.
You
right
got
now.
About a $15,000 pot going right now.
Yeah,
I mean, but there are smaller games too.
But this is also true too. When you go play, whether it's cash games or tournaments, you see the same people a lot of times. You can start if you're somebody who likes to really be perceptive at a table. You can get reads and build your own profiles, which you should be doing it anyway. But you can profile the table, and you'll know exactly who different players are every time you come in. You're like. That's the guy that I'm not going to limp in front of him because I know he's going
to. The best part about that is that nobody does that here.
They don't?
If you did that.
You'd be tighter?
Then you would make money here.
You'd make money.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, these people are gambling.
Oh, my God.
Are you guys playing the tournament today?
Well, we were talking about this yesterday, though.
No bounties.
Yeah, I'm playing. He's got
his poker shorts on.
What the hell? We were talking about this yesterday, though.
On,
Lance, here, it's so different than in Vegas. I mean, you can throw bluffs at people here. Everybody calls everything.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah. You everything. There's no half-stepping in
there's
here.
Yeah, Jesse was talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Remember? Jesse was talking about, you got to play your stack.
You don't even. There's the guy who won a tournament, didn't even look at his cards the whole tournament.
Yeah.
Try that here and see what happens.
Let me tell you, I learned quickly in cash games. You sit down and you just realize, I saw what bluffed me out. These two guys were going head-to-head. One of them had, like, third pair, and one of them had nothing. And I'm like, I had top pair, and I got out. This guy must have a boat, and he must have a royal flush. Because they were firing. I was just, like, too scared. I said, I'm just too scared to be at this table. Because I can't just siphon off my entire stack.
I lost that hand.
I'm going after third pair wins.
Right.
Like, what? How is that possible? And the guy, I said, wow, I didn't see that coming. The guy next to me says... Yeah, this game is not going to be for the faint with these two at the table.
Hey, let's talk about Bayou Social right now. We got the big tournament coming up May 1st. It's going to be the biggest tournament ever. in Texas history.
Yeah,
it's Poker Atlas's tournament, but it's going to be hosted right here. If you're a dealer, this is the place to be because you got work, mm-hmm. and you could turn it into a full time job. And Steve is looking for dealers.
I'm literally looking in a room right now to see if I can find an extra dealer to start a game. So,
oh my God, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So Steve, but are you going to continue to do for tournaments monthly? Bonuses for guys?
Well, we did it in March. We're doing it currently in April. May is going to have to be a hold because the first 5 days are going to be that tournament, and that won't count towards the tournament player of the month. It's just too big of an event. I want that to be a regular monthly thing. Yes. It's been successful. April is the new format for April seems to be much well received. So I anticipate, yes, this being a regular monthly thing.
Yeah. So get on over here. If you're a tournament player, you know, all the other places, they're not giving away an extra $10,000 at the end of the month. This is Prime Social, 7801 Westheimer. That's what they're doing this month.
Jeep's gone.
An extra $10,000 for tournament players.
Already gave away a Jeep last month.
And they gave away another $5,000 just for being here last month. Just for playing in tournaments. This month, $10,000. The big tournament is coming up May 1st. This is the place to be, right here at Prime Social. 7801 Westheimer. Westheimer and Stony Brook, just west of Voss. It's Prime Social.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.